You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, everybody. In this podcast, we're going to talk a little music, the entrepreneurial spirit, and of course, we'll talk a little stocks. Now, the stock market is a really well-oiled machine. Every part of it all works together, and every part of it works perfectly. Now, I'm not saying every trade is executed perfectly, but you know what I mean. All the way from bond yields, interest rates, and how it all trickles down into the pool of equity markets that we love to swim in. If you're not used to analyzing numbers all day and reasons why things move up and down or the lights turn on and off, thinking about this will make you go insane. So before we go any further, first, let me say thank you very much for listening. Second, none of this is any financial advice, nor is it meant to be any investment ideas. This episode is my mini meltdown. Welcome to Punk Stock.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ooh.
I had the...
Check that key.
You know, you hear all the time like yield and real yield and nominal and like interest and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had this super twisted morning because everything sort of, the gears clicked.
The yields clicked?
Yeah. And like I realized everything is a sham.
What you...
Yield in this case obviously doesn't mean that you should slow down, and I'm sure you know that I'm referring to the return on an investment. But if you're new and you don't understand what I'm talking about, when you hold a security long enough, you collect dividends. Now, this is usually a small percentage. That's why I think a lot of traders turn to day trading. You can grow your money a lot quicker, but at the same time, you can lose it a lot faster. But back to yields. Really, the yield that I'm focusing on is the bond market. Now, take the 10-year treasury. For instance, it goes up and down all the time. Every day it changes. This affects interest rates and very slightly how we live our lives. If you hear interest rates are really low, you might think it's a good time to buy a house, a car, finance that something. Either way, rates are low. Now you see, I could be wrong, but I think there's more to it than just helping corporations stay out of debt. So this comes from the CPI, okay. Consumer Price Index. This is like based off of now money that you are spending every day. And this goes in to factor out what the strength of the dollar is, what the interest is, which right now it's at an all-time low. So put the interest down as far as you can go. Okay. You can now refinance your house. You buy a new house, buy a car, buy whatever it is that you want to do. But this weakens the dollar. But look at things that you're buying with it. Think about what you're going to go do. Dude, the interest rates are as low as they possibly can be. I'm going to go buy a house. I'm going to go buy a, what are things you need for your house? Yeah, what are things you need for your house?
Jet ski for the backyard.
Jet ski, car, whatever it may be.
Trampoline, maybe.
Trampoline's not going to be on your list because you're not financing that.
Okay,
you don't need an interest rate for that.
Got you. So cars, houses, boats.
Cars, houses, what
bikes,
industries
motorcycles. Yeah.
I think about like even this applies into tech because so many things you're financing. So you're financing all these things, the things that are actually popping.
Finance
your computer.
Yeah.
All this stuff is influenced by this. So the Fed, who dictate this stuff, are like, oh, this is what's going to pop right now because this is going to be sick. We're planting, buying all these seeds in these sectors, okay, that are going to pop. We're going to make interest rates low. People are going to buy, and we're going to take so much.
Right.
And we're going to put a... We're going to make everything... Are you following?
Vaguely. I'm also looking for an entry in DSGT right now as well.
I follow you.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you were just talking about Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, realistically, Tesla has been a... up and down. It's been insane.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we think Robinhooders are dictating where these stocks are going.
Yeah, it's all their fault.
Robin Hooders have nothing to do with it. The real culprits behind all this are the banks that are dictating where all this stuff goes because they're dictating what you are going to buy.
Now, is that kind of like what we talked about when you were trying to explain to me the banks that help these IPOs get on the NASDAQ? Is this kind of like that?
This is,
or is
like
that totally different
this
thing?
This is totally separate, okay. But this is like that.
Okay. Because
in
the they
sense,
influence
like, they're
that,
they're the
right?
same banks, but okay. Like this is just, this is a different thing though. So like Apple stock went crazy. Oh my God, Robinhooders are buying all these things. It's all Robinhood. All you heard about on news networks, papers, everywhere, Robinhooders are doing this. Day trading is bad. Meanwhile—
yeah. 63 million new users.
Meanwhile—
who the fuck knows that number's even real?
Drop the interest rate on everything. That's gonna make people buy the product. That's what's gonna drive up the thing because the price, because now this all this product is happening, all this good news is happening for these companies. You right. are gonna buy that stock. Meanwhile, they already bought all that stock and are sitting there trading it as you're buying it. And then they demonize day trading, okay?
Right.
And then by demonizing day trading, you're forcing people to hold the money in these stocks, long holds. And then what happens? Get this. What your long hold becomes, okay,
uh-huh.
is security, so they can play with it
right.
and make millions and billions off of it.
So much money is being made.
So
I love this energy.
Okay, I was a little dramatic that day, but realizing that everything works together in this perfect machine that can predict and even dictate what I'm going to do before I do it made me feel a little crazy. Now, obviously, there's a level of ignorance to what I'm saying. I'm no expert. I'm just trying to figure it out. This all started with me trying to trade, but I became obsessed with how big finance works. When I say big finance, I mean the people actually making the moves or moving the markets. No little day trader is actually going to do anything that's going to impact the market. Now, if you get enough of them all getting in and out of the same stocks all day, that is going to have some impact, and I see how that's frustrating. But in no way should that be looked down upon, because think about it. If you put all your money into a stock and you hold it, it becomes security for the banks that are going to trade it all day long, making it less volatile and a little bit more predictable. But then what are we really doing? Collecting a small dividend while the equity changes hands all day? Making the rich richer? I don't know. When it all clicked and then everything fell into place, all the research that I've been doing for the past months and the thinking of strategies and what we're going to buy into, it's like, dude, they already know what you're going to buy into because they're telling you what to buy without you even knowing what you're going to buy into. They're making the sectors pop off when they want to pop off.
Oh, of course.
They're demonizing you for taking
getting
control
in
and
getting
making
out
your own money.
Or shorting stocks.
They're doing that all day. And not only are they doing it, they are in and then they make you do it and then they make you feel bad. So you buy their ETFs and their funds, okay? So then they can just keep their money secure.
Right.
While you just sit there and grow 3% per year, they're growing 3% per minute.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. If I was Stone Cold Steve Austin, I would beat someone's ass right now.
And that's where I've been all morning, and I had a moment.
I know.
Hedge funds are dumb.
When you get this hot, I'll kiss you. I promise.
This is why, and Sykes explains this, and it just makes so much sense. Like, all the people that control that, all the banks, all of this, that's another reason why I stay away from large caps. Because who's mainly trading and controlling those? The market makers, all the people in the company, the insiders, all the hedge funds, the ETFs. They're smarter than all of us.
Yeah, they certainly
are.
Stay, they have way more power.
I'll stay in DSGT, where it's a bunch of people like me trading them. And if you have a little edge against people that are average people, you have a better chance of succeeding.
But then you turn into those banks. You essentially are doing what they're doing. And I'm right where you are. I'm right where you are. I totally think.
I'm saying from a competitive aspect.
And
it's
fully,
hard to compete against
right.
them.
Fully, but
oh,
me
God.
In my heart,
it's
I'm
impossible.
Like,
it's
my
impossible.
Heart, though,
yeah.
In my heart of hearts,
mm-hmm.
I want to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to learn how to play too.
Yeah, which
and
you
like,
can
teach me.
Not even teach me. I'm going to learn, and you know, like it's because it's like I feel like Robin Hood, like actual Robin, not the platform,
wait,
like actual Robin
yeah.
Hood.
You have
like,
the hair,
steal from the rich,
like,
give it to the poor.
Exactly, and that's the mood I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right about the large caps, but I'm sticking with it because
yeah.
you know what. Like, if I can do that and help people make money and realize, like, I'm thinking about all these people, like, because think about our parents that, or, you know,
older people who have
way too fired up listening to you talk.
Well, think about all these people who like have invested in 401ks and like retirement funds, and they keep their money and it moves
IRAs,
and they're like, oh yeah, hold it in. It moves with the market. It grows with the market. You turn over 3% per year.
So when you're 77, you can have the money. You're like, huh?
And then you could buy yourself a hip at that point.
Sure. Why are those rules in place?
Yeah, hopefully.
You think about it. Why are those rules in place? Why are they even in place?
Yeah, exactly.
They're to keep their money safe.
I was going to say something funny, but you're right.
Keep their money safe. And you think about all the money that these people are losing and they have to worry about their future. Like people who have 1,000 shares of Apple, you know, and when it was 130 3 weeks ago or a month ago, whatever that was, like all-time high Apple, instead of holding 1,000 shares, you should have dropped your 1,000 shares, mm-hmm. waited for it to go down to 103, which it did yesterday, right. Or even 110, or even 109, whatever. Because that's where it's been for the past week and a half.
Right.
Buy back in at 110, and then when it hits 103 again, think if you have 1,000 shares and you just made $20 on 1,000 shares, it's $20,000. But you can't do that because it's looked down upon, number one. And you were not helping.
They only give you 3 in 5 days.
Yeah, but
there's a PDT rule too, you know.
But not when you're messing with 1,000 shares of Apple. Right. You don't have.
You're right.
Beyond that, but you're not. I'm not saying day trading it.
Yeah.
I'm saying swing it.
Swinging it.
I'm saying like roll your money the same way these banks are rolling their money.
Yeah. Why not us?
Why not? And why not you? And I think about the people who have. It's been ingrained in their mind, like, oh, that type of trading is bad. Everybody else over here in this corner can do it. Because it's funding their like them.
They got suits on.
You cannot do it because that's not how you invest your money.
Right.
And that is like the sham of shams.
You're right. You're 100% right.
I've been so fired up all morning.
That's the whole basis of this podcast is for like normal average guys like us, like trying to get a little further, doing what all these other companies do and make tons of money doing. Like, why not us, you know? And it's the whole basis of the podcast.
Yeah, I feel.
Let's go beat someone's ass.
I think the moral of the story here is you should be able to take control of your financial future. You shouldn't have to feel like it's looked down upon or simplified to be gambling. If you're studying, making a plan, taking it seriously, and not just throwing your money around, like you've heard me say before, everybody should be able to have a shot. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Punk Stock. As always, none of this was financial advice. Just a few friends having a chat. Until next time, good luck moshing in the markets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.